This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wilmer's own BMO chief investment strategist and guest for 20-some years, Brian Belsky, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Belsky, how are you?
Oh, yeah. How often can you say that Minnesota is actually warmer than lovely metropolitan Naples, Florida right now?
You're still in Naples? I would have thought you would have left Naples by now and maybe where Kennebunkport. Maybe you would be summering in Kennebunkport.
I'm taking over HW's compound in Kennebunkport. The secret's out of the bag.
That's I don't know, to quote Common, is it better to travel to Kennebunkport? Is it better to say Kennebunkport? Let's jump in. As I clicked on the TV early this morning, folks seem to be elated that employers added, seasonally adjusted, 339,000 jobs last month. And also, let's add, March and April's totals were both revised for an upward net gain of close to 100,000. So a lot of euphoria. 0 to 10. How good was this news in the jobs report today?
About a 5 or a 6. And the reason is, are you surprised?
I didn't. You're normally the optimist here. I thought you would be higher.
No, I it's a 5 or a 6 because of the internal components of it. You know, that's just the job numbers that were added, and the most sectors were revised higher, which had very good numbers. In fact, government jobs were up 56,000, and hospitality, which we know has been an issue really since the vid, added another 48,000 jobs. But the bigger part is the mosaic of employment, Chad, where aggregate work hours actually fell 0.1%, so down slightly, meaning people are working less. The amount of people that are in the workforce actually increased, okay, the amount of people that are actually available to work. People are slowly coming back to work, and that meant that there was actually a 310,000-person decline in employment. So the number of people employed went down, but payrolls went up. I know it's confusing. And that's why the unemployment rate, because the unemployment rate is a number in the people, appropriate people in the workforce in totality, actually went up. I think the thing that is going to be most pressing, and why I think it's a 5 or a 6, and why your next question is going to be, what does the Fed do after this, is that average hourly earnings growth slowed to 0.3% after coming down pretty dramatically, consistently. So what does that mean? You know, from when we take a look, and I asked the economist to kind of look at this for me, you take a look at earnings, literally earnings, how much people are making money, how much money people are making. The low end is coming up, which is good, but the high end is really coming down. And that's why you've seen some of the financial earnings reports from some of the big retailers not do so well this week, because some of the high-end retailers have really started to roll over because some of the high-end earners are losing their jobs. We're seeing massive layoffs across Wall Street in banks in conjunction with the bank issues that we saw and we talked about in March. So it's not all rainbows and butterflies, but I do think that, now here's the optimist in me. I think this will put the Fed on hold. The Fed should be done inflation is in check, unless we have one more surprising inflation report because the Fed has a month or two before they're back on.
Okay, a lot to consume. I'm going to start at the end, though, when you mentioned inflation. This is a conversation we've had many times about how long will inflation last, and many people who are savvy like you expected inflation to taper sooner. Okay, so now we're sitting here, and most of the data shows it's not as high as it once was, but it still hasn't dropped dramatically. Are there any signs we're headed for a significant drop in the inflation? And if you could do something to cause that to happen, what would that be?
More supply of goods, certainly. We had the last couple of months, the problem, Chad, the last couple of months, we had another spike up in food inflation, food prices. And I think part of that is people just want to go out, man. They want to go to the restaurant. They want to go out to the country kitchen in Wilmer, and they want to end up paying whatever they want just because they need to go out. So they're actually, consumers are actually are part of what's driving some of the food prices higher. That's kind of number one. Number two, I think what people are failing to see is the home building stocks have been a precursor to, I think, what's coming. Home building stocks have done wonderful the last 3 to 6 months, because what the home builders see is that supply is starting to come back on the market. They are starting to see massive demand come back into play. And that is because lumber prices and raw material prices that go into homes dropped pretty precipitously in the 6 months previous, that made their jobs more and made their product more affable. So I think what's going to end up happening is the long tailed part of inflation, which is housing, rents, mortgages, especially with interest rates now. Remember, mortgages in the United States are based on the 10-year treasury, which has been going down, and we think actually the 10-year treasury peaked. So we think mortgage rates in the second half of the year will be going down. Housing prices are going to solidify, and that's why the housing stocks have been going up. So I think that the long-tailed part of inflation is really what's kind of sticking to us, and I think you are the second half of the year and into 2024. That's when you really start to see the fall off in inflation.
Okay, Brian Belsky with us, BMO Capital Markets, their chief investment strategist. We have a debt deal. We have a debt deal that Biden and McCarthy like. They're members of their party who like it. They're also members of both parties who hate it. What do you think we averted? How bad could it have been? And do we get any bounce moving forward because we have a deal?
It's better because we spare the embarrassment of what happened in 2011 when our debt rating went down. We're still on debt watch, on critical watch in terms of our rating with some of the major debt agencies. But I think that's stupid because we got the deal done. I think it's very positive that they got the deal done. Of course, the far right and the far left don't like it. They don't like anything. But this is part of what Washington and how Washington works. If you look at the other debt deals that have been done the last few years, this is actually a pretty good one. And McCarthy has done a wonderful job. And Biden really had to do it, because if you look at where Biden is now in 2023, a year before the election, he's in much, much worse a position. And his approval rating is about half of what President Obama's was in 2011. Don't think that hasn't a lot to do with this. And so he had to give probably a little bit more. He certainly had to give more than Obama did. And remember, too, that the Tea Party in 2011 kind of fractured the Republican Party and held them hostage. And that's why we had that issue between August and October of 2011, that caused the debt downgrade.
Last thing before I let you go, and you talked about it a little bit in your previous answers, but I want you to elaborate. I still, and I can only imagine how many people you run into who own or work in a variety of companies at the highest level or just entry-level jobs and say, we need workers, we need workers, we need workers. When is that part going to change, or is that going to change?
Well, part of the good news is that people are coming back. Like I said earlier, there's more people in the workforce, so people are kind of slowly coming back. The other thing, too, is that people point toward a lot of these, and I'm going to say it because I'm not one of them, one of these kids, the Gen Zers or even the millennials that quit these technology jobs or got fired from these technology jobs. actually coming back into the more traditional workforce, whether or not for financial services or consumer or whatever. And so I think that's what ultimately is going to happen. But then the other part, too, is that what's really interesting is that, again, the lower end earner is starting to make more money and the higher end is making less money. As we kind of tighten that up, I think that's very, very good for a more diversified economy and a more diversified consumer.
Right now, who's a better baseball player for the total of his career, Kirby Puckett or Royce Lewis? Who do you like? Kirby's total career or Royce Lewis? Who do you think is better at this point?
Only at this point in their career, like the first
no, total, week or so? Or total. Kirby's total career or Royce's so far?
Kirby Puckett, because the man was durable up until the very end. We don't know that yet about Royce. I think he is the leader of this ball club with his swagger and his ability, and I saw him a lot of spring training. We need to get the DH back out in center field. We need to play Taylor as the fourth outfielder. We need to do something different with Gallo. And we need to move the big guy back to first base, meaning Miranda, because I think the move to third base messed him up.
Yeah. Well, he needs to hit over 200 in St. Paul before we even think about him. Thank you, Belsky. Yeah. Sunblock when you go outside.
You too.
Yes, me too. Thank you. Brian Belsky, the best on the market. Maybe a little preview of Courtside with DeRussia when we come back. He is on for 3 hours. Twins and Guardians pregame begins with the whole crew, 6:30, right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.